and Humane Society. It has been a challenging couple of years, and through it all, our amazing team has continued to save lives. We have so many fantastic animals that are looking for their forever homes, and with adoption fees so low, now is the time to add to your family. With puppies, kittens, dogs, cats, and so many more, we have the perfect addition. Come join our team as a volunteer and help in an area that works for you. Walking dogs, socializing cats, helping in our veterinary hospital, or folding laundry. We have many opportunities and welcome all volunteers. For more information, please visit our website at havenhumane.org or follow us on Facebook. On behalf of the entire Haven team, thank you for all of your continued support as together we get closer every day to a North State with no more homeless pets.
Finally, Spring Fest is back. ION, Impact on Networking, in collaboration with Viva Downtown and Cool April Nights, is bringing you the 5th annual Spring Fest Car and Bike Show to kick off this year's long-awaited Cool April Nights. This exciting event will be held on Friday, April 22nd from 3 to 7 p.m. in the heart of downtown Reading. Viva Downtown will be closing down Market Street to make way for cars and bikes and a variety of food and drinks, music by renowned local band Bartosh, awesome raffle prizes including the amazing High Roller Raffles with items valued up to $4,000. This event is sponsored by Members First Credit Union, Strong Automotive, and J&K Muffler. Registration is $20 per car or bike, and all proceeds benefit Pathways to Hope for Children, a nonprofit organization that serves as an umbrella for a wide range of programs and projects, providing community outreach, youth development, family support, child abuse prevention, education and awareness activities in Shasta County. Come join us for an enjoyable evening for your whole family to kick off Cool April Nights in support of very worthy cause, Pathways to Hope for Our Children programs.
If your roof starts to leak or your floors really squeak, you live in a money pit.
Money pit.
If your basin needs a pump or your plates look like a dump, you live in a money pit.
Money pit.
Pick up the telephone, pick up your home sweet home. I call it 888 Money Pit.
The Money Pit is presented by Deutsch Coatings, the Angie app, and Roof Max. Now, here are Tom and Leslie.
Coast to coast and floorboards to shingles, this is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti.
Here to help you pick up the tools and get to work fixing up your home sweet home. And hey, if you're not the type that likes to pick up the tools, we can tell you what jobs you might want to think about hiring a contractor for and what you need to do to get that job done right the first time out. It's spring. It's home improvement season. We're so excited. There's lots of stuff going on. I know I got more projects going on right now than I have time to finish, but I think my wife is going to make sure I check those boxes and finish them. She's getting tired of living in the construction zone. I can't blame her. I can't blame her at all. But what are you guys working on this spring? What are you doing? What are you planning? Give us a call. Reach out to us through the Money Pit app. Post your questions on our social media pages. We would love to help you get started right. Coming up on today's show, are you thinking about adding a deck to your backyard for the warmer weather ahead? Well, check this out. One simple yet very surprisingly common design mistake can definitely lead to a disastrous deck collapse. We're going to tell you what you need to know to build that deck safely and keep gravity as your friend.
All right. And also ahead, spring cleaning is not something to look forward to. I mean, some people actually dislike cleaning so much that now there's a top 10 list for the most hated cleaning jobs. We're going to share the chores that most of you are trying to avoid.
I'm sure we all have our favorite jobs to hate when it comes to spring cleaning. We'll see what America has to say. And if you're ready to shop for new appliances, did you know there are actually two price tags you need to consider? Yes, two. Actually, two expenses. The first one is what it costs to buy it. And the second one, well, that's just as important. We'll share what that is in just a bit.
And if you're interested in transforming your kitchen with a granite countertop, we're giving away a kit that can help you do that in just a weekend. It's new from Deutsch Coatings, and it's called the Lux Rock Solid Surface Granite Countertop Kit.
Yep, that kit's worth $299. It's going out to one listener drawn at random. So here's how it works. If you would like to participate on the Money Pit, you can call us at 1-888-MONEYPIT. You can post your questions to moneypit.com/ask or on our social media pages. And if we talk to you, we'll toss your name in the Money Pit hard hat to win that LuxRock Solid Surface Granite Countertop Kit from our friends over at Deutsch Coatings. Well, that's all we have to say, so let's get to it answering your questions. Leslie, who's first?
James in Delaware, you've got the Money Pit. How can we help you today?
The other day I was sitting in my living room and all of a sudden there, this real loud, like whistle sound, came out of my water heater, room. I opened it up. I just never heard this before. And it did this for a few minutes. And then it just stopped.
You didn't see any water come out of the overflow, did you?
No, that's what I can't figure out.
How old is the water heater, James?
About 4 or 5 years ago, I put in all electric. that was gas before, but all electric. I put a drain heater in, and there's another brand that they put in with the water heater. And it seems like now I never haven't heard that since. Now, when I use the water, the faucet in the kitchen, but after I turn it off, a couple of minutes later, I hear this noise, this like clicking noise or something into the water heater.
So that clicking noise is probably the pipes expanding and contracting as they heat up and cool down. And it tends to amplify itself because the nature of the copper pipes. But everything that you're telling me doesn't signal that I'm thinking you have any kind of problems. Just sometimes the water expands and contracts, it will make some odd noises to it.
Do I have to drain the heater at all?
Do you have hard water there?
Oh, yeah.
So if you have hard water, sometimes you get mineral deposits along the bottom of the water heater. But that wouldn't really impact the electric water heater because the coils are up in the middle of the water. They're immersed right into the middle of the tank, so it's not going to make them less efficient. So you could, but I don't think it will have any effect. If you have a gas water heater, the heating element's at the bottom, and sometimes if you get mineral deposits that sit over the bottom of the water tank, it's kind of like an insulator, and it makes it harder to heat the water. But in the case of electric water heater, the heating elements are embedded up in the water heater, usually a foot from the bottom and a foot down from the top, so that wouldn't affect it.
Well, I thought this... Isn't there one in the top and the bottom?
Yes, but it's immersed in the middle of the tank. It's like sticks through the tank kind of at a right angle, and there's one about a foot down from the top and one that's about a foot up to the bottom. So you're not going to have any settling of mineral salt deposits on it.
What's the life expectancy of one of these things?
About 10 years, 10 to 12 years.
10 years, and that's it. What, I guess, the elements go usually?
Well, if the elements go, they can be replaced, but the tanks tend to leak after 10-plus years.
Wow. Now, where should I keep an eye on? Where does it... are they leak in the bottom? They just leak water all over the place?
The best thing to do is if you're going away, right, you should always turn off your main water valve and also turn off the water heater, because it won't waste a lot of electricity by heating up water in a house that you're not using.
Let me tell you something. I love you guys. You guys have a really very wholesome, a great show, because there's a lot of talk shows on different things, but you guys help a lot of people.
We try. Thank you so much, James. We really appreciate that. Good luck with the project, and thanks so much for calling us at 888-MONEY-PIT.
We've got Helen in Massachusetts on the line, who's dealing with a leaky sewage system causing a whole bunch of issues. What's going on?
Unfortunately, I have had a crack in the waste pipe that takes all the waste from my top floor to the septic system. It has flooded my basement. Number one, is there a way to fix the waste pipe, or do we have to go and have a plumber come in and cut the waste pipe and reinstall a new one? And number two, I need something to put on the floor of the basement. We had carpeting. The carpeting is ruined now, and I don't want to put carpeting down again. So what would you suggest for flooring?
Oh, that's absolutely terrible, Helen. So here's the good news, though. Because you had a sudden crack and a sudden leak like this, this should actually be covered by your homeowner's insurance policy. I would call them right away. I would file a claim. You know, if it's a slow leak that goes on for a long time, that's on you. But when you have a crack like this and it causes a sort of flood and all of this damage, you definitely want to call your insurance company. Now, they'll send out an investigator and estimate the damage, but you could also hire a public adjuster. These guys work on a percentage of the claim, and often they find a lot more than the insurance guys do, because they're basically working to make sure every single thing is covered from the layer of paint to the nails to the screws, everything. You also need, because it's sewage, they're going to have to call a remediation company that will come in and treat all of these sewage affected areas, because obviously it's a lot of waste down there that's very, very unhealthy, and I'm sure it doesn't smell very well. So you asked about the carpet. That's the least of your problems, but to that we'll say, don't put carpet in a basement. It's a really bad idea, because basements are damp. You get a lot of dust down there. You can get a lot of dust mites. You get mold. It's a real mess. So choose a hard surface floor.
You are tuned to the Money Pit Home Improvement Show, coming to you from the Angie Studios. Tackling home projects has never been easier. Just tell Angie what you need, and they handle the rest, start to finish. Download the Angie app today.
And just ahead, are you thinking about adding a deck to your backyard? Well, one key design mistake can lead to a deck collapse. We'll tell you what you need to know to avoid that after this. One minute you're up, and the next minute you're down. Slips and falls around the home can be dangerous, but now you can make walkways, pool decks, porches, and even garage and workshop floors safer and more attractive. New TrackSafe anti-slip color coat from Deich Coatings rolls on easily to cover ugly surfaces. Then top off with clear coats of TrackSafe anti-slip sealer for safer walking areas. Available at Home Depot, Lowe's, and DeichCoatings.com. That's D-A-I-C-H Coatings.com. Does your backyard need a makeover? Check out Rumblestone from Pavestone. You can create beautiful outdoor living spaces. A paver patio or walkway, a garden retaining wall, a fire pit, grill enclosure, or even an outdoor kitchen. These rustic building blocks make it easy and they look great. Rumblestone from Pavestone. To find a retailer near you, project ideas, and how-to videos, visit pavestone.com. That's pavestone.com.
Does your current bathroom need to be updated immediately? Introducing One Day Bath and Shower Remodeling, the complete and hassle-free way to get the new bathroom of your dreams in as little as one day. And for as little as $199 a month. Yes, the experts at One Day Bath and Shower Remodeling will come to you anywhere in the country and show you all the customized options. Now you can have a brand new bathroom in as little as one day. Large or small bathrooms, if you want a new bathtub or shower installed, we can do it in as little as one day. And if you call right now, you can save $750 off your remodel. We make it easy by offering you financing as low as $199 per month. Call now to schedule your free in-home consultation.
855-719-3102. 855-719-3102. That's 855-719-3102.
A new year means new home projects, and Angie, formerly Angie's List, makes it easy to get the job done right, from routine maintenance to a dream remodel. Just bring them your project online or with the Angie app, answer a few questions, and Angie will actually handle the rest from start to finish or connect you to a top pro who can. So start crossing things off that 2022 to-do list in just a few taps. Download that free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I.com.
LL Flooring has been a trusted partner to professionals like us for over 25 years. They're a leader in hard surface flooring with over 400 styles in hardwood, waterproof vinyl, and more.
Their most popular floors are in stock and ready to go. And with floors sourced factory direct, you're always getting the best deal. And now they have extended hours dedicated just to pros, plus in-store appointments so you can get the individual attention you deserve.
LL Flooring has all the tools, accessories, and resources to meet the unique needs of pros and their clients. Visit llflooring.com/pro to get started.
The Money Pit is presented by RoofMax, the world's first rejuvenation treatment. Nationwide, RoofMax dealers have saved property owners hundreds of millions of dollars with their guaranteed treatment. Don't replace RoofMax. Learn more at RoofMax.com.
Making good homes better, this is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti.
And this is episode 2196. And if you're thinking, well, I'm just listening on the radio, so your episode numbers don't mean much to me. Well, if you want to listen when it's convenient for you and catch up on past episodes, you can do that when you follow the Money Pit podcast at moneypit.com/podcast. You'll get new episodes every Monday and Thursday, just in time to plan your next home improvement adventure. Go to moneypit.com/podcast.
Well, everybody loves a beautifully designed kitchen. I mean, they are the heart of the home, so why not make them look welcoming and spacious and modern and fun and everything that you want in your kitchen space? So if you're loving granite countertops, but you haven't been able to handle the expense to achieve those design dreams, we're giving away a brand new product from Deich Coatings that gives you a sparkling granite surface at a fraction of the cost of real granite. Now, it's called the LuxRock Solid Surface Granite Countertop Kit, and one kit is going to cover 40 square feet of countertop, which makes it perfect for updating your kitchen or your bath. Now, the LuxRock is going to spread easily over your old countertop and just completely transform them into a new, smooth stone surface that looks and performs just like real granite. Comes in 5 colors, and that entire transformation takes only about 2 days, and it is a complete do-it-yourself project. Normally, the kit's $2.99, but it's on sale now through April 30th for just $2.39 at Home Depot, Lowe's, and DeichCoatings.com. But for one lucky listener today, we've got one to give away.
And that Lux Rock Solid Surface Granite Countertop Kit is going out to one listener drawn at random. Make that you reach us with your home improvement questions on the Money Pit app at MoneyPit.com/ask.
All right, Andre in Tennessee is dealing with an air conditioning issue. What's going on?
My question is about relocating possibly a air intake and thermostat that is in a bedroom. So the upstairs air conditioner, the intake is in a bedroom, so we can't close that bedroom door because it affects the air for the whole upstairs. So I'm just wondering what the solution is to that, if it's possible to relocate the thermostat only, or if the intake might need to be moved out into the hall also.
So, Andre, the fact that you have a thermostat inside of a room like that is really unusual. Generally speaking, thermostats are in central locations. So I think moving the thermostat actually makes a lot of sense. Now, it's a low-voltage wire that's going to be connecting that to your HVAC system. So your heating and cooling contractor should be able to move that fairly simply. Now, the other thing that you could try is systems that have returns in rooms like that, that's actually a positive feature of a house, but oftentimes the doors are too close to the carpet below, too close to whatever floor covering you have. You need to have a good solid inch, maybe an inch and a half gap under that door. If you have that, then that actually is enough space for the air to be pulled from either the hallway into the bedroom or the bedroom into the hallway, depending on how the configuration is. So I said optimally, you could move that thermostat. That would probably be something I would definitely recommend. But in the short term, if you just undercut your doors, that will definitely help as well.
Kelly, you've got the Money Pit. How can we help you today?
How do you get rid of freeloading bugs, slugs, and unwanted rodents from your yard, your garage, your basement, and your home?
Well, Kelly, that's quite a tall order. It sounds like you got a lot going on there. So I think, Leslie, we could divide these up into insects and then into rodents, right? Because you kind of approach them differently. And on the rodent side, that's probably the easier one to tackle because you need to seal up all the gaps from the outside. Rodents only need the space about the size of a pinky to get in there. So you want to seal up those gaps. You want to make sure that your any food as well is off the floor. You want to make sure your containers, like dog food on the floor, for example, in a big old bag. Boy, rodents love that sort of thing. So you got to be really careful with that. We've got a great article that walks you through that and a whole bunch of other tips on MoneyPit.com. But I think this is a good case in terms of the insects, Leslie, for sort of a general pesticide treatment, because where else do you begin with that kind of infestation?
Yeah, I mean, I think unless you know specifically what's going on to treat specific insects, specific rodents, like it's more of a general treatment. And when you work with, you know, a pesticide professional or somebody who does this for a living, they're going to really know how to target everything.
Absolutely. So good luck with that project.
Well, are you thinking about adding a deck to your backyard for the warmer weather ahead? One simple yet surprising common design mistake can lead to a disastrous deck collapse. Here's what you need to know.
Well, structurally speaking, attaching the deck to the house is really one of the most critical connections. If it's done wrong, you can invite rot and wood-destroying insect infestations and even lead to a deck collapse. In fact, every year, usually around Memorial Day, the 4th of July, or Labor Day, I mean, sometimes I just think about this at the start of the weekends because I know I'm going to hear about one of these, and it's just so tragic. What happens is you get 25 of your closest personal friends up on the second floor deck, which is way too many people, much more than you normally do, and guess what? It collapses. It goes right down with all the partygoers, and people can get very seriously hurt.
Yeah, so don't put your friends and family at risk. You want to make sure that your connection is solid and properly flashed to keep water out and avoid disaster. You never want to use lag bolts to connect a deck to the house, as they can easily loosen and then back out. Through bolts, which go all the way through the box beam and then are bolted on the inside of the house, are a far more secure connection.
Now, we've got a great post on deck design that's on MoneyPit.com, so check it out. Deck design ideas for safer structures on MoneyPit.com, including a video of a deck collapse. Not a real one, but one that was done in controlled conditions so you guys can see exactly what happens. It's really scary. Check it out. Deck design ideas for safe structures on MoneyPit.com.
Let's talk some cedar siding with Rich from Illinois. What's going on in your Money Pit?
I've got a house that we had built in 2012 with cedar siding. It's looking a bit weathered now. We've not done anything to it, so it's 10 years. And I'm wondering what the right treatment would be if I just wash it and leave it, if I should wash it and stain it. What's the appropriate process for securing this? Also, whether or not I should seal each board or not.
So, Rich, that's a great question. The good news about cedar siding is that it's naturally insect resistant. Unfortunately, the sun still can get to it and cause it to check and crack. But here's what you do. First of all, you have to use an anti-tannin, T-A-N-I-N, primer, usually an oil-based primer, and you put that on the siding first, and that seals it in and stops any of the tannins, which is the oil in the cedar, from leaking out. On top of that, you can use an exterior stain. Now, what you'll end up with is a house with siding that looks a lot like the original cedar, yet it's got a colorant added to it so that it doesn't sort of look faded and nasty. Now, my house has cedar shingles, and this is exactly what I did. As I explained it, I use an oil-based primer, then I use the latex-based exterior stain, solid color, on top of it. And we went probably at least 15 years on the first time we did this, and then we did it a few years later, and it still looks absolutely terrific. You know what's interesting, Leslie? You know what wore before the cedar did?
What did?
The fiberglass shutters. Paint started coming right off of them. I was so annoyed. Cedar's fine. It's the modern fiberglass that didn't hold the paint.
That's so interesting. I did actually just see a house that had the cedar shingles that had the, what's that more permanent paint, like a wall coat product. And it's so interesting to see how well it adheres and how smooth. And I think you're going to get something like three times longer than a traditional paint. So it's always lovely when you see a cedar home well cared for.
Yep, absolutely.
Esther in South Dakota, you've got the Money Pit. How can we help you today?
We just put a new furnace into our home, and instead of the pipe going into the chimney, the brick chimney goes way up through all the levels of the house. It goes out the side of the house, and right beside it is the water heater. And I was wondering if the furnace exhaust can be directed out the side of the house. A water heater as well?
Yeah, it depends on the efficiency. So when you put a more efficient HVAC system in, the temperature of the exhaust gases are such that it can be direct vented. That's called direct venting, where you turn the vent right through the side of the house and let it out that way. If you were to try to put that in the chimney, those gases wouldn't really make it out because the chimney would be so cold, there'd be a lot of condensation, and it could even reverse the draft. And now that you've taken the furnace out of the chimney, so the only thing that's left in the chimney is the water heater, you may potentially very well still have that problem now. And I would hope that the HVAC contractor that did the furnace install made sure that that was not the case, because if you get very cold chimneys, the amount of flame that's coming off a water heater is not enough to warm them up. So you can get a lot of condensation where that draft will reverse, and that could push the combustion gases back in the house. If you want to run the vent for the water heater outside, you're going to have to replace the water heater with one that's more efficient and what's called direct vent. It has sort of like a blower motor on top that pulls the gases out. So technically you can do that. It's just a different type of equipment.
All right. Thank you very much.
You are tuned to the Money Pit Home Improvement Show, broadcasting from the Angie Studios. Get your home projects done right with Angie. Well, it may be spring cleaning season, but very few people actually look forward to cleaning. In fact, there's now a list, a top 10 list, for the most hated spring cleaning jobs. We're going to share those results next. Is your concrete driveway, sidewalk, or patio looking old and worn? Well, time and exposure to the elements can cause concrete to flake, discolor, and just look dull. But now, you can easily recap and restore your concrete surfaces with new Quikrete Recap Concrete Resurfacer at a fraction of the cost of replacing it, and you can do it yourself. Quikrete Recap will give you a durable new-look finish that will last for years. To watch the how-to video for Recap, visit Quikrete.com. That's Quikrete.com. Installing a tile backsplash countertop or shower wall really improves the look and function of a home. It's not a hard job if you have the right materials. That's why I like SimpleMat and Simple Grout by Custom Building Products.
There's no mortar, no mixing, and no mess. SimpleMat is a strong adhesive mat that instantly and permanently bonds tile to your wall. Then immediately grout with pre-mixed Simple Grout so your project can be completed in one day.
Find SimpleMat and Simple Grout at Home Depot and HomeDepot.com. Learn more at thesimplemat.com.
KCNR 96.5 FM, AM 1460 and online at kcnr1460.com. Join Sue McClain weekday mornings from 6 to 7 for the Sue McClain News Hour, where you'll hear the up-to-the-minute local news, national and international news, weather, sports, and a whole lot more. Followed by Free Fire Radio from 7 a.m. to 9 a.m. with Carl and Linda Bach. From 9 to noon, be informed and laugh along with Armstrong and Getty, equal opportunity critics. From noon to 3, learn how to get out of debt with Dave Ramsey. From 3 to 6, don't miss constitutional expert Mark Levin. Monday through Thursday nights, starting at 6 p.m., we have local shows featuring everything from the paranormal, local history, North State Now, and unsung heroes of our area. From 7 to 9, tune in to Ben Shapiro, your local downtown radio station, KCNR 96.5 FM, AM 1460, and online at kcnr1460.com.
So, your tax refund just arrived? Forget the new car stereo. Spend your money on finally fixing up that eyesore with a new paint job or collision repair at Mako Collision Repair and Auto Painting Center at 3045 Crossroads Drive. Whether it's peeling paint, dents, or rust, Mako offers free estimates. Call 530-226-0992. That's 530-226-0992. Or stop by Mako at 3045 Crossroads Drive today.
This is Carl Bott and Ted Leidy. We want to invite you to our new show, Man Up, the fourth Thursday of each month, right here on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM.
Man Up, 6 to 7 p.m., where we explore the lost art of being a man.
Spirits, cigars, and hit the ground running when you get up in the morning. That's what Man Up's going to be about.
Oh, don't forget motorcycles, guns, and hard work every day.
And those things that men talk about when women aren't around.
That's right. Even cooking sometimes.
People, places, and things.
Serving your family, your community, and your country.
Man Up. Fourth Thursday of each month from 6 to 7 p.m. right here on Free Fire Radio.
Hi, this is Senior Chief Rob Burrows with the Northern California Veterans Museum and Heritage Center, and I am your host every Saturday morning from 9 to 11 with Battlefield Expressions. Battlefield Expressions is where we talk about veterans' issues, advocacy for our community, and those in our community who help support our veterans. Once again, join me every Saturday morning from 9 to 11, Battlefield Expressions on KCNR 96.5, 1460 AM.
It's the Ramsey Show, where we talk about your life and your money. Listen weekdays at noon on KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio station.
KCNR, 96.5 FM, AM 1460, and heard online at kcnr1460.com, featuring Armstrong and Getty, both smart and funny. Plus, you will hear Dave Ramsey, Mark Levin, and Ben Shapiro. And don't miss our local programming right here on KCNR.
Create a large tag and label it with the words Main Valve and hang it from the valve handle and make sure all household members can find it before a flood occurs. Another important location to know, the weakest link of your plumbing system, and it's probably the rubber connecting hoses on your washing machine. These hoses can dry out, burst, and allow thousands of gallons to rush into your home. To avoid this, be sure to turn off the water supply valves to the washer before leaving home for an extended period of time. That's today's Money Pit Tip of the Day.
The Money Pit is presented by Angie. Angie's List is now Angie, your home for everything home. However you want your next project done, Angie helps you get it done. Download the Angie app today or visit Angie.com.
Making good homes better, this is The Money Pit, Home Improvement Show. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti.
Reach out to us with your home improvement questions at 1-888-MONEYPIT or post them to moneypit.com/ask using the Money Pit app. That is, by the way, the fastest way to get an answer to your question is to download the Money Pit app and post your questions there. We get to them far more quickly than we can get to all those that are calling in to the show.
All right, now we've got Dan on the line who's dealing with some sort of weird
substance on the bricks in the house. What's going on?
I have a 3-year-old brick home, and the bricks are covered with a white powder. Someone told me that that's coming out of the mortar, not out of the bricks, but I don't know that for sure. What is that white powder?
So, Dan, I can tell you exactly what that is. It's efflorescence. It's basically mineral salt deposits, because when it rains and the brick gets wet, they soak up a lot of water, and then it evaporates, and it leaves that white, crusty sort of salt color behind. Leslie, I think some people actually like that. It's like having sort of a two-tone house, right?
Yeah, but isn't that something, I mean, it doesn't damage anything, but
no,
it isn't it something that you should be taking care of rather than leaving there because you like that sort of cloudy look?
There's absolutely no downside to having it. It's not going to damage the brick in any way, shape, or form. So, I mean, if you don't like it, I guess what you could do is you could wash the house down, and you're going to want to use a vinegar solution to melt that salt away, and then you could probably use a sealer. But the sealer's eventually going to fail, and it's going to, you know, sort of start to turn gray again. And I really don't like when you do use a sealer, the fact that you might have some sides that'll remain sealed longer, and you start to get sort of an inconsistent look to the brick as well, because some will start to show that pattern again, some won't. So I don't think it's much of a problem. I think it's just kind of an intended effect of having a brick house.
Well, despite the season being spring, spring cleaning is not something that a lot of us look forward to. In fact, some people dislike cleaning so much that there's now a list, a top 10 list for the most hated cleaning jobs.
Yeah, according to a new survey done by Lombardo Homes, the most hated cleaning chores in America, well, it's cleaning and sanitizing the bathroom, of course. No surprise there. But next up in the unpopularity contest is washing the dishes, doing laundry, cleaning out the fridge, and with yard work coming in fifth, which I guess is kind of a good thing, Leslie, because I think yard work can be somewhat therapeutic, especially in the warmer weather.
I don't know. I mean, I really enjoy cleaning, but as the only lady in a house with four boys, the bathroom definitely is the place that I hate to clean the most, but it is also the place that needs the most cleaning. So I feel you guys who hate cleaning that bathroom. But what's interesting here is that people are spending more and more time at home these days. In fact, 55% of those surveyed said that they have to be more diligent with their cleaning since the pandemic occurred. And you can't just let all of that laundry pile up in the background of your Zoom call. I mean, what is everybody going to think? You know, I mean, you can only, you know, blur out your background so much before people are like, how much laundry is back there? What do you got going on?
That's one of the things that we didn't really think about when we went into staying home so much. I mean, sure, we were buying more food and we're all putting on weight, but the thing is we're giving a lot more wear and tear to the house and creating a lot more mess in the rooms in the house, including, of course, the bathroom. So I guess that makes sense. Now, if you don't want to do it yourself, you could try to get someone else to do it. According to the survey, 1 in 10 folks are bribing their roommate or their partner to get out of doing certain chores. Sounds like something that my kids would do.
I mean, that's something that my kids do currently. The big thing is, though, that only 49% do an annual spring cleaning. And I don't know about you, Tom, but I actually need to do that annual deep cleaning. And if I don't, you know, clean and reorganize and get rid of stuff, there would just be so much clutter building up. So I kind of look forward to this. You know, this is always I'm getting ready to do the I'm going to completely empty out the garage, toss a bunch of stuff, sweep all the things, and then put it back in nice and organized. And then, of course, fall will roll around. It'll be a mess all over again. But
definitely something to be said for doing it once and sort of starting fresh. It definitely makes you feel a lot better. So if that's how you feel, get to it. It's a beautiful day. It's a beautiful weekend and time to pick up the broom, the vacuum, the Windex, whatever you need to clean your house and get at it.
Jen in South Carolina is working on a kitchen makeover. How can we help you?
I have a kitchen. It's not a very large kitchen, but the walls have been painted numerous times and not the best paint jobs. So I've decided to possibly add some type of wood to kind of give it a rustic feel because I really like that. On the entire, you know, walls of the kitchen. And I was wondering, could you suggest to me something I could use? I've had people suggest beadboard, the wainscot type board. Could you suggest to me something to use on my walls to give it that rustic look?
Let's talk about your style of rustic, because there's so many different ways to interpret that. And beadboard's, you know, a great way to do a really classic, more country look, especially if you paint it like a white gloss. That just tends to be really clean. But if you're looking for more something, you know, something more natural or like an agey piece of wood, there's ways to do that too.
That's it. I want to go with a light, natural-looking wood. Not too light because my cabinets are the lighter color of wood.
Well, what you can do is you can actually get, and this would have a nice finish to it, you can look at flooring, wood plank flooring, and you can get one that has sort of a white, rustic, beachy wash to it, and you can even go with a vinyl flooring because that's going to be super easy to install, and you can install the planks directly to your wall, and you can do that with an adhesive, you can do that with a double-sided tape. There's so many different ways you can attach it to the wall depending on the weight of the product itself. And that, you know, if you put that on with the planks running vertically or horizontally, that can give a different kind of rustic look in comparison to the beadboard. Now, it seems to me like you want to go floor to ceiling with this. Is this correct?
That's right. I do. Now, I do have cabinets that do not go all the way up to the ceiling.
Well, I think that's okay, you know, because you're generally dealing with maybe a foot to 18 inches of space up there, and that's really not terrible. I mean, you can keep that as a painted surface and just, you know, decorate up there with some very clean baskets or something just to give you a little bit of extra storage plus to mask that space a little bit. But I think the beadboard is an excellent idea, and that's a very easy do-it-yourself project. Using a wood flooring product, whether it's vinyl or actual wood, there's a company, Tom, is it Timber Chic?
Yes. Mm-hmm. That's right.
I think is the name, and they do actual pieces of reclaimed lumber, almost like a veneer, and that you can attach to the walls. But I've done it with that VCR, that vinyl tile that looks like a wood plank. I've done that for an HGTV show in a variety of different finishes horizontally on the wall, and that gives a great rustic look. So it depends on what your interpretation of rustic is.
Okay. Would you suggest to put it over the cabinets also, or you stated to possibly leave it just painted, or could I cover that also?
I mean, you can. If you feel confident, you know, if you're using a wood flooring planking product, you're probably going to get, you know, two or three pieces in there without having to do any cuts. If you're doing a beadboard, that's something you're going to have to cut down to that exact height and put up there. It depends on how much of it you see from the floor and what you feel comfortable with. I think if you're going to do it full out, but if you're not confident in your abilities or it's too high or you don't really see it, then I think there's other ways to mask it with some, like, decorative accessories.
Okay, I understand. Okay, great. Well, thank you for your ideas.
Thanks so much for stopping by the Money Pit, broadcasting from the Angie Studios. Caring for your home is easier than ever with Angie. Download the app today. Coming up, if you're ready to shop for new appliances, did you know that there are actually two price tags that you need to consider? It's the price you pay and the cost to operate that appliance. We're going to share tips on the easy way to determine what that second cost will add up to be when the Money Pit returns.
You live in a Money Pit.
Angie's List is now Angie, your home for everything home. With Angie, it's easy to tackle your projects from repair to remodel, landscaping to interior design. Just tell them what you need, and Angie will handle the rest from start to finish. Or browse reviews, compare quotes from local pros, and connect instantly. And when you pay through Angie, you get their happiness guarantee, covering your project up to the full purchase price. So download the free Angie mobile app today, or visit Angie.com. That's ANGI.com.
Setting a fence post, a mailbox, deck footing, or even a small slab is quick and easy with Quikrete fast-setting concrete mix in the red bag. There's no mixing needed when setting posts. Just pour the dry mix into the hole and soak with water. Quikrete fast-setting concrete in the red bag sets hard in 20 to 40 minutes. It's that quick and that easy. You'll find Quikrete fast-setting concrete mix at home improvement stores. Look for it in the red bag. No one likes stepping onto a cold tile floor in the winter, especially with bare feet.
With SunTouch floor warming, that never has to happen again. You can easily install SunTouch in your bathroom, kitchen, or any space in your home and enjoy warm floors for just pennies a day.
Fast and easy, whether installing yourself or hiring a pro. SunTouch has all the products and support you need.
Join millions of households across America and choose SunTouch floor warming for your home today. Learn more at SunTouch.com. 1 minute you're up, and the next minute you're down. Slips and falls around the home can be dangerous, but now you can make walkways, pool decks, porches, and even garage and workshop floors safer and more attractive. New TrackSafe anti-slip color coat from Deiss Coatings rolls on easily to cover ugly surfaces. Then top off with clear coats of TrackSafe anti-slip sealer for safer walking areas. Available at Home Depot, Lowe's, and DiceCoatings.com. That's D-A-I-C-H Coatings.com. LL Flooring has been a trusted partner to professionals like us for over 25 years. They're a leader in hard surface flooring with over 400 styles in hardwood, waterproof vinyl, and more.
Their most popular floors are in stock and ready to go. And with floors sourced factory direct, you're always getting the best deal. And now they have extended hours dedicated just to pros, plus in-store appointments so you can get the individual attention you deserve.
LL Flooring has all the tools, accessories, and resources to meet the unique needs of pros and their clients. Visit llflooring.com/pro to get started.
The Money Pit is presented by Angie. Angie, formerly Angie's List, helps homeowners tackle all their projects from everyday repairs to dream remodels. Read reviews, see upfront pricing for hundreds of projects, and instantly book today at Angie.com or on the Angie app.
Making good homes better, this is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti. Well, whether you are doing or dreaming, we can help you make your home everything that you want it to be. Get help with your home projects when you follow the Money Pit podcast at moneypit.com/podcast.
Hey, if you guys want to spruce up your kitchen, we're giving away a brand new product from Deich Coating. It's called the LuxRock Solid Surface Granite Countertop Kit. And it allows you to transform your countertop into a sparkling granite surface in just a weekend. They sent us some samples of this product, and we were pretty much blown away with how much it looks like real granite. It's absolutely beautiful, but you can spread it easily over an old countertop. So let's say you got an old laminate countertop and you just can't stand the way it looks anymore. It's all worn and weird. You can actually spread the LuxRock over that and you are transforming it into a granite surface. I mean, not just like a fake granite painted thing. No, it really looks like a solid granite top. It's normally $299, but this kit is on sale now through April 30th for just $239 at Home Depot, Lowe's, and DeichCoatings.com. That's D-A-I-C-H Coatings.com. But guess what? We've got one to give away to one fortunate listener. All you got to do is reach out to us with your home improvement questions by going to moneypit.com/ask. Grab the Money Pit app and post your questions right there. We will be giving one of these kits away today to one of our listeners that reaches out just like that.
So if you're ready to shop for new appliances this spring, did you know that there are actually two price tags you need to consider? Now, the first price tag, that covers the purchasing price. The second one is the cost of operating the appliance during its lifetime. The more efficient the appliance, the quicker the appliance will pay for itself. To keep that payback period as short as possible, it's important to pay attention to two labels.
Yeah, that's right. So the first one is the Energy Star label. Now, you're going to find it on appliances as well as electronics and windows and water heaters and other energy-consuming products. The label's important because it tells you if it meets or exceeds the standards for energy efficiency. Now, the second label is called the Energy Guide label. You've seen this. It's bright. It's yellow. It's yellow and black. It actually kind of looks like a warning label, but it actually has really important information. So it's going to help you figure out whether an appliance is energy efficient by actually showing you how much it costs to run that appliance over the year. So with this kind of detail, you can compare appliances and choose the one that really is the most efficient. So you're choosing the price and you're choosing the efficiency, and that's going to add up to a lot of savings.
Joel in Arkansas is on the line and has a question about beams. What can we help you with?
I have a house that has a sensor load-bearing beam, and I'm kind of wanting to remove it. And my brother-in-law, who is my roommate, said that there's a way to put it up into the attic, and I'm just kind of curious if that is like possible or.
So you have a beam that runs down the middle of the house and you'd like to eliminate this so that it doesn't become sort of an obstruction. Is that correct?
Right.
So you have like a continuous flat ceiling?
Yes. We're going to drop the ceiling down about 7 inches. The beam is actually 9.5 inches down. It's a 2 2x4 or 2 4x6s and then 2 2x4s on either side.
kind of an eyesore.
Why are you dropping the ceiling?
Because we're going to put in can lighting.
All right, so you're only going to have like an extra couple of inches to deal with this beam. Is that what you're saying?
Right.
Moving in a little or moving in a lot makes absolutely no difference. I will tell you that moving a main beam like that is one of the most difficult projects you can do. It's definitely not a do-it-yourself project. It's one where you absolutely have to have pros involved, and if you do it wrong, you could collapse your entire roof. The way it's done is the structure above it is supported by temporary walls while that beam is disassembled, and then it gets sort of notched into the ceiling joist structure above and then moved up flush with those beams. So once it's done, once it's flush in there, then you would have a continuous flat ceiling. I don't see why you couldn't put the ceiling lights above that if you want to go that whole way. But this is a big project, Joel. This is not a small project to move that beam. All right, good luck, though. Thanks very much for calling us at 888-MONEY-PIT.
Hey, thank you so much for accepting my call, man.
Thanks so much for stopping by the Money Pit, coming to you from the Angie Studio. When it comes to home projects, we know you want to nail it every time. Angie does the heavy lifting for you with top pros who get the job done right. Download the Angie app today. Coming up, have you ever run out of hot water? Well, that's what's been happening to Dinah. We're going to talk through the solutions next.
You live in a money pit.
Remember us, the Tula Kids? Well, we're back, and we would like to ask you a few questions.
Do you love TV? Do you like low prices? Call our daddy.
Hi, this is Doug Tooley with B&T Satellite. You know that by not calling the 800 number for your satellite needs, you get local service, faster installation, and most importantly, we speak your language. We ask the questions to ensure you get the right package for you and your family. We do big dishes, we do little dishes, we do internet dishes, we even do dishes.
Dad, I have never seen you do dishes.
That's because I do them most of the time.
So do I.
No, you don't.
Hey, kids, we're working here. Give us a call, and we'll help you figure out the best for your family. Whether it's dish services or local antenna help or streaming services, call me, Doug Tooley, 241-DISH. That's 241-3474. Or visit us on the internet at btsatellite.com.
B&T Satellite is a DISH authorized retailer. Restrictions apply. Ask for details.
Fly nonstop from Reading to Las Vegas for as low as $39 one way with Avelo Airlines. Feeling like that weekend getaway? You can be in Vegas by lunch and enjoy all that Las Vegas has to offer. Great food, entertainment, and fun. Don't forget about those Raiders games this fall. With small lines and easy parking, flying from Reading with Avelo just got a whole lot better with flights to Vegas. Say hello to Avelo and book direct now at AveloAir.com.
Hi, this is Judy Maxwell. Life can happen in an instant. Sometimes you plan for it, like retirement or taking care of your family. Sometimes it's a surprise, like a winter storm with home or property damage. Sometimes it may be an unexpected accident or illness or even a premature death. Whatever life throws at you, you'll wish you had gotten the right insurance when you had the chance. That's where Maxwell Insurance can help. For more than a quarter century, we've been serving the North State because it's our home, too. Give us a call at 221-0441 to let us help you review your policies and prepare you for whatever your future holds. Maxwell Insurance, 1378 Hilltop Drive, 221-0441.
Good morning, Reading. This is Rick Hughes, host of The Flatline. Heard every Sunday morning on KCNR 96.5 FM at 7 a.m. in the morning. Just want you to know that God has given us two ends, one to think with and one to sit on. And success in life depends on which one you use. It's heads you win and tails you lose. Come join me on The Flatline and learn about God's tremendous problem-solving device. 7 a.m. every Sunday morning, 96.5 FM, KCNR.
Lucky Miller's Deli and Market has moved to their new location at 2495 Athens Avenue, just north of Crown Motors and the Cypress Square Shopping Center, featuring mouth-watering sandwiches, French dip, Philly, tri-tip, New York steak, tri-nami, a combination of tri-tip and pastrami. Bite into a mouthful of flavor with a peanut butter and jalapeno jelly burger or the jalapeno bacon ranch burger. Lucky Miller's Deli and Market has moved to 2495 Athens Avenue, just north of Crown Motors in the Cypress Square Shopping Center. Our food speaks for itself. Call 530-691-4333. That's 530-691-4333.
Green
Premier, your friendly oil change. Premier in all we do.
Premier Oil Change has been locally owned and operated since we opened in 2006, enjoying long-term relationships with our team members and loyal guests. Many of our team members have worked with us for over 10 years. Many of our certified technicians have logged over 30,000 oil changes, working on hundreds of different vehicle makes and models. In an ever-changing world, we strive to keep up with change with our extensive training program. It's important to the staff at Premier Oil Change that our customers' cars are well taken care of by experienced, well-trained technicians. So you can depend on your vehicle to get you and your family to your destination. Don't forget that you can earn free oil changes with Premier Rewards. Learn more at PremierOilChange.com or visit us in Palo Cedro. Premier is in the Holiday Market Shopping Center or in Redding on Lake Boulevard next to Waterworks Park or our newest location in Anderson across from Roundtable. Remember, you get a free car wash with every oil change. Premier Oil Change, home of the friendly oil change.
I expect it to be a lot easier.
I didn't know what step to take next.
I was transitioning from the military. I was a vehicle gunner.
An avionics specialist.
I missed my unit, my family.
Playing with my daughter, I'd felt like a stranger.
I didn't have a clear sense of what to do next.
And then I thought, if I'm going through this, other veterans have gone through it too, right? So I reached out, and I saw that I wasn't alone.
Go to maketheconnection.net to learn how other veterans have overcome the challenges of transitioning out of the military.
Switched to a combi boiler, which is amazing because it's a device that's the size of a kitchen cabinet, hangs on the wall in our basement, and now provides all the heat for the entire house, all the hot water radiators, plus all the water for our showers and dishwashing and all that kind of stuff, and never, ever runs out. And by the way, it's like 25% of the cost to run than the boiler was. It's amazing.
All right, Dinah, I hope this all works out for you and you can take the longest, hottest shower ever and like 5 baths in a row. Next up, we've got Lisa who writes in, I recently moved into a new build roughly 5 months ago and decided to go with wood effect vinyl flooring. I've had several issues with the floor constantly lifting when I vacuum, but more troubling is that there's a yellow tinge all over the floor that looks terrible. The flooring shop has been terrible to deal with. I don't know if this is fixable or if I'll have another upcoming fight on my hands to have this replaced or refunded.
This is a very unusual situation, so I'm going to presume that we're talking about sort of regular vinyl flooring here and not like extruded vinyl planks or luxury vinyl planks or anything of that nature. Because you're getting this yellowish tinge all over the floor, the one thing, Leslie, that I think would make sense is if there's a reaction with an adhesive, right? Because they would have put adhesive on the whole floor. It's not a floating floor when it's a vinyl sheet floor. And you could be having a reaction with that adhesive that's turning it yellow. You definitely need to go to the manufacturer of this product first to determine if it was correctly installed. And then you'll know where to assign blame. It may be the installers. It may be the flooring shop. I don't know. But you got to find out what's recommended by the manufacturer because they make the rules when it comes to installation.
All right, Lisa, well, good luck with your new project, and I hope everything works out with the flooring and you end up with what you like and it sticks to the floor and stays for good.
This is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show on yet another beautiful spring weekend. We hope it's been pleasant where you are. Thanks so much for spending a bit of your day letting us cheer you on with your home improvement projects. If you've got questions about those projects any time of the day or the night, we wouldn't want you to be like kept awake because you don't know how to get the caulk stain off of the rug or how to basically stop the trim from falling down around the house or where to go to grab that roof leak and stop it for good. Whatever those kinds of things that are going on around your house and you've got questions, the point is you can reach us all the time by going to moneypit.com/ask, downloading the Money Pit app, and posting your questions right there. Until we talk again, I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti.
Remember, you can do it yourself.
But you don't have to do it alone.
Money Pit.
Now you can make your home look great and save money. Right now, when you call Renewal by Anderson, you can buy four windows and get the fifth one free. Plus, you get 12 months with no interest, no money down, and no payments. Upgrade your home. Buy four windows and get the fifth one free. Installation and warranty are even included. And the Renewal by Anderson certified retailers take every safety precaution to protect you and your family. Hey, for 25 years, people have trusted Renewal by Anderson for their window replacement needs, and you can too. So call right now. Don't wait. Learn how to get your free window when you buy four.
800-296-1440. 800-296-1440. Again, that's 800-296-1440.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Breaking news this hour from townhall.com. I'm Ron DeRockstra. A reminder from Russia to Ukrainians and their Western supporters that Russian forces have resumed their scattered attacks on Kyiv, saying the country remains under threat.
According to firefighters and AP journalists at the scene, an explosion believed to be caused by a missile has struck near an outdoor market in Kharkiv, killing and wounding people. Smoke, too, rose early in the morning from eastern Kyiv, as Mayor Vitaly Klitschko reported a strike with more injuries. Klitschko has advised residents who fled the city earlier in the war not to return for their safety. In addition, a regional governor says Russian forces have shelled an oil refinery in the east and a large fire reported. I'm Charles Diledesma.
North Korea touting a successful launch of a newly developed tactical guided weapon that Pyongyang says bolsters the effective operation of the country's tactical nuclear forces. South Korea's military said it detected two projectile launches from the north's eastern coastal town of Hamhung today. Firefighters are making headway battling a large wildfire in New Mexico as some residents get to return home while others, unfortunately, remain under evacuation orders.
Information Officer Mike DeFries says despite the McBride wildfire having burned more than 6,000 acres, firefighters have made great progress.
And have slowed, if not stopped, the progress of the fire in all locations.
DeFries says an elderly couple died and 200 buildings were destroyed. But now structural protection crews are on the ground making sure that doesn't happen.
So you're going to start seeing the percentage of containment going up. The fire is not progressing.
Elsewhere in the U.S., crews have been battling large wildfires in Texas, Oklahoma, and Colorado. I'm Julie Walker.
Check out more news and analysis at townhall.com.
Dr. Gorka here, and you know me. I am very cynical about products, especially those that claim to help people suffering from pain. So when I tell you that Relief Factor truly works, I want you to know that I mean it. I suffered from a stiff lower back for almost a decade, one so painful it made it difficult to kneel in church on Sundays. When I finally decided to give Relief Factor a try, I didn't ever imagine that I would find myself free of the pain. But that's what happened. Now I take Relief Factor every day. Almost 70% of the more than 500,000 people who have tried Relief Factor end up ordering more. That's because it works for them the way it worked for me. Isn't it time for you to get out of pain? Your first step to becoming pain-free should be to order the 3-week quick start for the discounted price of only $19.95. Go to relieffactor.com or call 800-4-RELIEF to find out more about this offer. Feel the difference.
A Japanese battery technology company to build a $2 billion factory in Kentucky, and that would create some 2,000 jobs.
Governor Andy Beshear says the development reinforces the state's leadership in battery production. Beshear says the envisioned AESE plant in Bowling Green will produce battery cells and modules to power the next generation of electric vehicles. Beshear says the project cements the Bluegrass State's leading role in the automotive industry.
Bernie Bennett reports the project follows last year's announcement Ford and its battery partner will build twin plants outside the Glendale community in central Kentucky. U.S. Food and Drug Administration investigating Lucky Charms cereal after dozens of consumers complained of illness after eating it. The FDA said that it's received more than 100 complaints related to Lucky Charms so far this year. General Mills, the Minneapolis-based company that makes the cereal, and says it's taking those reports seriously. More at townhall.com. An online marketplace used to buy and sell hacked and stolen personal data of millions of people has been dismantled.
Authorities say the Raid Forum's website trafficked in hundreds of databases of sensitive data, including credit card and social security numbers and bank account information that have been hacked or stolen from victims. In addition to seizing three domains that hosted the website, officials have also arrested 21-year-old Diogo Santos Coelho of Portugal, who prosecutors say controlled and administered the platform. Keith Peters reporting.
The medicinal use of hallucinogenic mushrooms is making inroads in U.S. states as military veterans advocate for therapeutic value of the psychedelic drugs, including in conservative states like Utah, Texas, and Oklahoma. At least four states have approved studying their medicinal properties in the last 2 years. Several U.S. cities have also decriminalized so-called magic mushrooms. More on these stories at townhall.com.
Hi, this is Mark from Haven Humane Society. It has been a challenging couple of years, and through it all, our amazing team has continued to save lives. We have so many fantastic animals that are looking for their forever homes, and with adoption fees so low, now is the time to add to your family. With puppies, kittens, dogs, cats, and so many more, we have the perfect addition. Come join our team as a volunteer and help in an area that works for you. Walking dogs, socializing cats, helping in our veterinary hospital, or folding laundry. We have many opportunities and welcome all volunteers. For more information, please visit our website at havenhumane.org or follow us on Facebook. On behalf of the entire Haven team, thank you for all of your continued support as together we get closer every day to North State with no more homeless pets.
For over 50 years, House of Realty has provided experienced and effective advice to its real estate clients. Experts in residential, commercial, and investment property, we have the knowledge and tools to assist you with all of your real estate needs. Family owned and operated since 1965, we have been an active part of the Shasta County community for generations. Please call House of Realty today at 241-8300. A reputation for excellence since 1965.
This is Carl Bott. Join me April 23rd at the Wind River Event Center for the 28th annual Reading Chapter of Safari Club International Banquet. Dinner, games, auctions, raffles, and more. Win hunting trips, guns, artwork, hunting and outdoor gear during the banquet. Someone will win a safe and two guns. For more information and tickets, go to sciredding.org or call 530-474-5075.
If your roof starts to leak or your floors really squeak, you live in a money pit.
Money pit.
If your basement needs a pump or your place looks like a dump, you live in a money pit.
Money pit.
Pick up the telephone, pick up your home sweet home. I call it 888.
The Money Pit is presented by Deutsch Coatings, the Angie app, and RoofMax. Now, here are Tom and Leslie.
Coast to coast and floorboards to shingles, this is The Money Pit, home improvement show. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti.
Here to help you take on the projects you want to get done this day, this weekend. What is on your to-do list? You got a project that you're planning? You need help solving a problem? You got a decor dilemma? Hey, give us a chance to help. That's what we do. We've been at this for over 20 years. This is episode 2197, and we exist for one reason and one reason only, and that is to help you with your home improvement projects. So whatever's on that to-do list, you can slide it over to ours by getting in contact and asking your questions. A couple of ways to do that. You can post your questions to moneypit.com/ask. Download the Money Pit app. That is the fastest way to get a response to your questions. Or you could post it to our social media accounts at moneypit.com/Facebook, Instagram, Twitter. You get it. Or you could also reach out to us by calling 1-888-MONEYPIT. So let's get to it. We've got a lot coming up on today's show. First up, as the weather gets nicer, are you guys thinking of family-friendly outdoor activities for you and the little ones? Well, we've got a suggestion, a kid-friendly garden. It's a great way to get the whole family involved in a fun project and teach a couple of life lessons in the process. So we're going to walk you through how to get that started.
And spring is a great time to evaluate your roof before that big storm happens. But if you find it needs to be replaced, there might be a much less expensive way to extend its life.
And our messy pets creating a decorating dilemma? Are you afraid that anything you buy is going to be ruined by your well-meaning pooch? Well, we've got some tips to help you get the best of both worlds just ahead.
And if you're interested in transforming your kitchen with a granite countertop, we're giving away a kit that can help you do that in just a weekend. It's new from Deich Coatings, and it's called the Lux Rock Solid Surface Granite Countertop Kit.
Going out to one listener, drawn at random. So make that you. Reach out to us with your home improvement questions, and you might just win yourself that great countertop kit. The number again is 1-888-MONEYPIT, or post your questions to moneypit.com/ask. Let's get to it. Leslie, who's first?
Karen in Pennsylvania is dealing with some mold in the basement. Tell us what's going on.
My mom has a house that the basement is, we put it up for sale and nobody noticed this. And one person came in and tore wallpaper off the wall. And we noticed that it had mold from the floor to the ceiling and even in the inner walls. So I had a gentleman come and look at it. And he said it would take $30,000 plus. And he would come in, remove all the interior walls, all the wood, the paneling, everything off the wall, down to the bare. He would have a chemical put on, clean it, and then it would never come back. And then the second guy came in, and he said he would rip everything out, as he said. He would coat it, clean it, and guarantee it that if it did come back, he'd fix it for $10,000.
Yeah, I don't think you need either of these guys. You don't have enough information yet, and I don't think you're talking to the right people. I doubt either of them are professional road mold mitigators. It sounds to me like they're just trying to size you up for as much money as they can get from you. The first thing you want to do is test the mold, figure out what kind of mold it is. And that's done. There's a couple of easy ways to do that. But basically, you take a sample and you send it out to a lab, and they tell you what you got. And then you can kind of design a mitigation plan around that. You know, I need to get a sense as to how much mold is there. But if it's just a little bit of mold behind the wallpaper, you know, you may not need to pull all this out. You might be able to treat it right in place. But it doesn't sound right.
Where the bathroom is has an inner wall. And that is halfway down with mold.
Okay. How much mold are we talking about here, square footage-wise? Is it like a 4x4 foot by 4 foot space? Or
we're going to say all the outer walls, because we since went around and pulled off some wallpaper here and moved some paneling. And we also, the first guy that came in for $30,000 brought in a light. And to me, it looked like a black light. But he brought the light in that was a special light, and it can tell what type of mold it was and where the mold was.
That is completely wrong. Do not call that guy back. It is completely wrong. Okay? That guy was not giving you accurate information. If he comes in with his magic light that supposedly tells mold.
Yeah, they can't actually tell you what kind of mold unless they do a chemical test on a physical sample.
Well, it's a mold test. They send it out to a lab and they read it. So
right. That
guy's a snake oil salesman.
Right, but I mean, it's actually holding a piece of that mold and testing it with certain things, and that's done by a lab.
It sounds like you could use a basement renovation, but I wouldn't get too crazy over it. If it's done by the right kind of company, they can take that apart very carefully and dispose of all of that material. And maybe you don't even want to put the walls back. Maybe you just want to leave it unfinished.
Oh, good.
All right, heading to Ely, Nevada, where we've got Mark on the line. What's going on at your money pit?
I've got radiant heat in my house here.
Okay.
And down in the basement, the basement is completely finished and everything. The rock on the ceiling is falling.
Okay. Why is it falling? Was it water damaged or something, or was it never attached well? What's going on?
I don't think it's attached well. I can't find none of the seams are taped. And I can't find there's no nailing or anything.
Huh. That's odd. Well, so you got really, you know, two options here. I mean, if you can identify, certainly you should be able to identify the ceiling joists above that, and then you could just resecure everything. I wouldn't use nails. I would use drywall screws. Because they don't pull out, and then you would tape and spackle the joints. That's really the best way to do that. If you don't want to deal with that, if you don't like the idea that the ceiling is covered up because it blocks access to your mechanicals, your wiring, your plumbing, you could take it down and put in a drop ceiling. Now, the drop ceilings that come today are pretty amazing compared to what we used to see, you know, decades ago, where they were pretty much just one kind of ceiling tile and it was ugly as heck. The drop ceilings today are absolutely gorgeous. There's so many options in them, and it gives you that access above the ceiling. So that would be two ways to approach that, Mark.
Okay. The deal I was worried about was like running screws down the joists. where the sheets come together, I'm not sure if where the wires are. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Well, is this a ceiling that actually has heat in it? This ceiling that's loose and hanging down? Do you know that
yes.
for a fact?
There's radiant heat going through the ceiling.
So you're right. That is an issue, and I would be concerned about that. So I
right
think
now.
At that point, I wouldn't resecure it because there is a risk that you could pierce it, and that could be bad. I think you're probably going to end up having to take it down and probably replace the heating as well at the same time. I don't think it's a situation where you can preserve it.
Right, because I need to have some idea where the wires are going and where the nailing is actually at.
Is the heat in the basement necessary? Because another thing that you could do is if you could just disconnect that section of heat, you know, you could maybe use an electric radiant baseboard unit instead, especially if it's like, you know, a lot of basements, they don't have to be heated year-round, maybe just in the colder weather. And even though electric radiant is expensive because you're already paying that, you wouldn't maybe have those radiators on all the time in the basement.
Right. Actually, it's in a small room. The basement is sectioned in two rooms, and it's just a small room like an office would be, you know, and I actually don't have the heat on in there.
Well, then maybe that's the answer. Maybe you just disconnect the radiant heat that's in that ceiling and then take it down and start again.
Yeah, because there's thermostats in every room, controlling every room individually.
Yeah. How old is this house, Mark?
It was built in 94.
Wow. So they put radiant heat in 94.
Uh-huh.
A lot of the radiant heat that we see is much older than that. That's interesting. Well, good luck with that project.
Okay, thank you, sir.
You're welcome.
You are tuned to the Money Pit Home Improvement Show, broadcasting from the Angie Studios. Caring for your home is easier than ever with Angie. Download the app today.
And just ahead, creating a kid-friendly garden. It's a great way to get the whole family involved in a fun project. We're going to tell you how to get started after this.
You live in a money pit.
Setting a fence post, a mailbox, a deck footing, or even a small slab is quick and easy with Quikrete's fast-setting concrete mix in the red bag. And there's no mixing needed when setting posts. You just pour the dry mix into the hole and soak it with water. Quikrete fast-setting concrete in the red bag sets hard in 20 to 40 minutes. It's that quick and that easy. You'll find Quikrete fast-setting concrete mix at home improvement stores. Look for it in the red bag.
Nobody wants to get ripped off, broken into, or robbed, but nobody wants to pay a lot of money to have their home protected either.
I've got an offer to tell you about to provide home security for your home for less than a dollar a day. For real, with no installation or equipment charges. And this is from a company rated number one by a leading consumer research company. According to the facts, most of you won't even call unless there's a burglary in your neighborhood or something bad happened. So let's give you a reason. Save money. For less than a dollar a day with no other costs, you can get your home secured. Plus, get a lifetime equipment replacement warranty. You need protection for your home. Call the Home Security Hotline right now.
800-472-4286. 800-472-4286. 800-472-4286. That's 800-472-4286.
LL Flooring has been a trusted partner to professionals like us for over 25 years. They're a leader in hard surface flooring with over 400 styles in hardwood, waterproof vinyl, and more.
Their most popular floors are in stock and ready to go. And with floors sourced factory direct, you're always getting the best deal. And now they have extended hours dedicated just to pros, plus in-store appointments so you can get the individual attention you deserve.
LL Flooring has all the tools, accessories, and resources to meet the unique needs of pros and their clients. Visit llflooring.com/pro to get started.
Angie's List is now Angie, your home for everything home. With Angie, it's easy to tackle your projects from repair to remodel, landscaping to interior design. Just tell them what you need and Angie will handle the rest from start to finish. Or browse reviews, compare quotes from local pros, and connect instantly. And when you pay through Angie, you get their happiness guarantee, covering your project up to the full purchase price. So download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I.com.
Does your backyard need a makeover? Check out Rumblestone from Pavestone. You can create beautiful outdoor living spaces. A paver patio or walkway, a garden retaining wall, a fire pit, grill enclosure, or even an outdoor kitchen. These rustic building blocks make it easy and they look great. Rumblestone from Pavestone. To find a retailer near you, project ideas, and how-to videos, visit pavestone.com. That's pavestone.com.
Pit is presented by LL Flooring, the official flooring partner of The Money Pit.
Making good homes better, this is The Money Pit Home Improvement Show. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti.
And whether you're doing or dreaming, we can help you make your home everything you want it to be. You can do that when you follow The Money Pit podcast. You can do that at moneypit.com/podcast.
Well, if you love a granite countertop, but maybe your kitchen doesn't currently have one or your bathroom is lacking one and you're just dreaming of it, but your wallet's not agreeing with your dreams, we've got a great brand new product that we're giving away from Deich Coatings that will give you a sparkling granite surface at a fraction of the cost of real granite. Now, it's called the Lux Rock Solid Surface Granite Countertop Kit, and one kit is going to cover 40 square feet of countertop, making it perfect for updating kitchens and baths. It's going to spread easily over that old countertop and give you a beautiful new look that performs just like real granite. There's 5 colors available, and the whole transformation only takes 2 days. Definitely a do-it-yourself project.
If you want to win it, you got to be in it. So ask us your home improvement question. We're going to draw one listener name out of the Money Pit hard hat and maybe send that beautiful Lux Rock solid surface granite countertop kit to you. You can reach us at moneypit.com/ask.
Christine in Washington is on the line with a leaky chimney. Tell us what's going on at your Money Pit.
I have a chimney that's for a wood or a pellet stove, and the former owners put duct taped cardboard in the opening, and it leaks when I have heavy rains and winds.
I bet it does.
Yeah. How do I close off the opening so it doesn't leak?
So, first of all, we're talking about a wood stove chimney that's been sealed up with cardboard and duct tape. Does anyone think there's something wrong with this picture? I mean, just maybe, right?
Yeah.
So, are we still using the wood stove, Christine?
No, it's empty, and I put a table and lamp under it.
So you're not using the wood stove at all? You don't want to use it? Why not just take it out?
There's no wood stove there. It's just an empty space. That's why I put a table.
Oh, okay, so the chimney is left over from the wood stove.
Yes.
Then take the chimney out.
Oh, really?
The chimney is a hole in your roof. If you're not using it for the wood stove, then you don't need it, right? There's nothing else that uses the same chimney as in a metal pipe?
Yeah, but the inside the house, it's part of the design of the living room. It looks like a space for a fireplace. So that's why it's all bricked in, and that's why I put a table and chair in it and made it sort of decorative.
Right, but if you're never going to use it, okay, I don't really care what it looks like inside your house. I care about the penetration where it goes through the roof because that's where the leak is. And your options are either to properly flash the chimney, whatever that takes, which is not going to include duct tape and cardboard, by the way, but to have it professionally flashed so that it seals the intersection between the roofing shingle and the chimney or vent pipe. But if you're not using it, just remove it, and you're taking that headache away. You can patch the roof, and you'll never have to worry about leaks in that area again.
Thank you very much.
You're welcome, Christine. Thanks so much for calling us at 888-MONEY-PIT.
Now we've got Glenn on the line who needs some help installing a dryer duct. Tell us about your project.
How do you properly put in a dryer duct?
Well, Glenn, the first thing you ask about length, the bottom line is you want this to be as short as possible. So you want to find the nearest way to duct that dryer exhaust outside the building. The longer you go, the longer it's going to run, the longer it's going to take your clothes to dry, and the more dust that you're going to build up in the duct. So shorter the better. Secondly, if you do use any flex duct, which I don't recommend, I recommend use solid metal ducting, but if you use any flex duct, make sure it's the metal type, not the plastic type. And if you have to use any elbows, any turns, like 90-degree turns, as few as possible, because every 90-degree turn is equivalent to another 10 foot of straight duct in terms of its resistance. So keep it short and get that exhaust out as quickly as possible. I tell you, we used to have to run our laundry room there was one bedroom between that and the outside wall, and we ran it down through the floor dress and out, and still it would build up a lot of lint and take a long time. So I reconfigured the dryer to actually go out the exterior wall to the left, and now my exhaust duct is 12 inches long. The clothes dry super fast, so shorter the better.
Oh, I can imagine. Well, with the weather finally getting nicer, are you thinking of family-friendly outdoor activities to keep kids involved and off their electronics?
Well, creating a kid-friendly garden is a great way to do just that and maybe teach a bit of self-sufficiency in the process.
So here's two ideas to help you get started. First, give them their own space. Don't just give them a corner or something, but make it really dedicated to their garden. They're not going to learn much if mom and dad are doing the work for them, but you also don't want to risk damage to your own garden. I'm thinking like a 3-foot by 3-foot plot, or maybe a raised bed is even a better idea. It's a good place for them to start. You can even use a string to grid the plot into 1-foot squares to help them sort of organize different types of plants based on, you know, how tall they get, how wide they get, whether they're going to need support or not, and place the tallest plants in the back and the shortest in the front. And they'll have a nice, beautiful, organized space that way.
Now, next, you want to give them their own tools. You know, it's never too early to get kids going with a tool collection sized perfectly for their little hands, whether it's shovels and buckets that do double duty in the sandbox or real gardening tools that are designed just for kids. Tools are going to make them feel like they're part of the process, just like mom and dad.
Yeah, and you know, we're seeing a lot more tools right now that are available. They're quality tools, and they're also available for a smaller, more comfortable, more ergonomic use. So if you have a small hand, whether it's for your child or yourself, you know, there's a lot of options out there. So think about setting up that garden for the kids. They're really going to enjoy it, especially when they get to eat some of those veggies. You think you couldn't get them to eat veggies? Well, let them grow their own, then maybe they'll try it.
All right, we've got Dewey looking to make some real estate income here. He's got a 3-unit property, and, well, 2 out of 3 ain't bad. Isn't that what Meatloaf says? One of them's not quite ready. What's going on?
I bought a 3-unit building where I live in one of the units. It was built in about 1905. And the basement unit has a really bad odor coming from one of the rooms. Prior to moving in, the unit had some pretty bad backed up sewage that flooded some of the unit. The room in question has carpet squares and kind of confirmed the smell is coming from the drywall. The room is on the sharing the exterior side of the house. So my question is how to figure out if it's from the flood, if there's leaking from the foundation, and if we do replace the drywall, making sure that that was the cause of the smell. The other thing is the exterior, there's some type of black material that was used to seal the sidewalk to the building, and what's the best way to seal that to make sure there's not leaking rainwater coming in as well?
Well, it sounds like a great investment having a 3-unit building. We just got to get 1/3 of that unit into a rentable condition, Leslie. The fact of the matter is if you've had a flood that has sewage, you always need to really tear up any part of the drywall that was connected to that. And also, if there is wiring, like the flood went above the outlets, then the wiring has to be changed and the outlets have to be changed. So you're going to have to do a fair amount of demolition there.
But you would have to do that even if it was not sewage, if it was water, correct?
Any kind of water, that's right. Sewage just makes it even worse.
It just makes it more gross.
Yeah. I think that a remediation company could really help here because they're good at this. They know what to do with these types of leaks and floods, because they'll not only, you know, get rid of anything that's impacted, they can treat the wall cavities, with the appropriate types of cleaning products to kill anything that's left behind, because you could biogas from everything that's going to be in that wall.
It could just make you super sick.
It really can, and it's got to be a lot healthier. It's got to be completely healthy if you're going to rent that space out. So I think you got a bit of a mess on your hands here, but the other thing is about the carpet. Really bad idea to have carpet in a basement, right?
Well, I mean, everybody likes the feeling of a cozy floor, especially in a basement, but it's just a space that's prone to moisture. There could be leaks. There could be flooding, depending on weather conditions. And even if your basement's been bone dry, get a crazy storm, and it might not be that time. So it's better to do a floor that's, you know, water-resistant, something that's a solid surface that's meant to be used in a basement space below grade, and then get yourself an area rug when, should it get wet, you're able to clean it, toss it, whatever.
Absolutely. In terms of that sidewalk outside, you know, that's probably an asphalt sealant that was used between the sidewalk and the house. Just generally speaking, on the outside of your house, make sure the water is draining away from the foundation. And if that sidewalk slab happens to pitch in to the house, that's a bad thing. No matter what you seal it with, you're not going to stop water from getting into that wall. So that would be a case where you'd have to either tear out the concrete and replace it, or, depending on how it's built, sometimes you can lift that concrete one section at a time and actually repitch it.
You are tuned to The Money Pit, coming to you from the Angie Studios. Let Angie take your home projects from start to finish. Download the app today. Well, spring is a great time to evaluate your roof, but if you find it needs to be replaced, there might be a much less expensive way to extend its life. So stick around.
Hey, 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 Money Pit.
Is your concrete driveway, sidewalk, or patio looking old and worn? Well, time and exposure to the elements can cause concrete to flake, discolor, and just look dull. But now, you can easily recap and restore your concrete surfaces with new Quikrete Recap Concrete Resurfacer at a fraction of the cost of replacing it, and you can do it yourself. Quikrete Recap will give you a durable new-look finish that will last for years. To watch the how-to video for Recap, visit Quikrete.com. That's Quikrete.com. Installing a tiled backsplash countertop or shower wall really improves the look and function of a home. It's not a hard job if you have the right materials. That's why I like SimpleMat and Simple Grout by Custom Building Products.
There's no mortar, no mixing, and no mess. SimpleMat is a strong adhesive mat that instantly and permanently bonds tile to your wall. Then immediately grout with pre-mixed Simple Grout so your project can be completed in one day.
Find SimpleMat and Simple Grout at Home Depot and HomeDepot.com. Learn more at thesimplemat.com.
North State Now is a magazine formatted show that airs at 6 p.m. on Thursday evenings right here on KCNR at 6 p.m. Here's the lineup. The first Thursday is yours truly, Linda Bott, covering film, theater, and what's happening in the North State. The second Thursday is Heroes of the North State with your host, Michelle Slade. The third Thursday is Enjoy the Magazine and Store with your hosts, James Masada and Rhonda Alvey. The fourth Thursday is a new show called Man Up with Ted Leidy and Carl Bott. That's North State Now every Thursday night right here on KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio. Brought to you by ReadingCivic.com, Axiom Repertory Theater, Charlou's Tap House, Umbrella Marketing, and Tobacco and Brew.
It's a bright new day. The sun is shining, the birds are singing, and there's never been a better day to try Mount Shasta spring water. Hi, I'm Bob the Drop. I come from a protected spring at the base of Mount Shasta. I'm bottled at the source. It doesn't get more cool and refreshing than that, and it's delivered right to your door. Yep, pure and simple, naturally the best. Start your bright new day by calling 1-800-922-6227 to order some of the best tasting water on the planet, Mount Shasta spring water.
Slow down. Hi, this is Dr. Trudy Pratt. My chiropractic and nutrition practice in downtown Reading has been helping people feel better for over 20 years. We pride ourselves in really listening to our patients and then tailoring a program of nutrition, chiropractic care, massage, and exercise that's just right for you. The results can be dramatic. Call 244-7873. That's 244-7873. Thank you.
Hi, this is Chuck Kenny with Shasta Gas Propane. It's been a while since I've cut a new radio spot, but I feel I need to issue a warning about energy prices during this fall-winter of 2021 and 22. Just as Obama said after he was elected, elections have consequences. This winter, our country will suffer some of the consequences of the last election. I'm not a politician, but I am a businessman, and many of the decisions of this current administration will drastically affect energy prices this winter and going forward. Already we are experiencing record high propane costs and prices. Remember, our motto at Shasta Gas Propane is, our customers are warm friends. We will treat you like friends this winter and do our best to help you through this high price winter. Give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793.
KCNR invites you to join us the second Friday of the month, starting at 8 a.m., for the Gorman Law Hour, featuring local attorney Patrick Gorman, a legal expert when it comes to injured workers, compensation claims, and employee claims. So, if you have a legal question or just wonder whether or not you have a legal issue or problem, talk to Patrick Gorman, attorney at law, during the Gorman Law Hour,
starting at 8 a.m. the second Friday of the month on KCNR.
A jewel of the North State, a place we love to go and love being members.
The view, the best in the North State, from the restaurants, meeting rooms, and of course on the award-winning 18-hole golf course, Riverview Golf and Country Club. It's the place to belong.
Go in and meet the friendly staff today or go to their website at riverviewgolf.net and find out about their introductory memberships.
Riverview Golf and Country Club, corporate, social, tennis, fitness, and golf. Get it all. Become a member.
It's affordable and fun. Riverview Golf and Country Club.
Pit is presented by Angie. Angie, formerly Angie's List, helps homeowners tackle all their projects from everyday repairs to dream remodels. Read reviews, see upfront pricing for hundreds of projects, and instantly book today at Angie.com or on the Angie app.
Making good homes better, this is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti. Well, spring is a great time to evaluate your roof, but if you find it needs to be replaced, there might be a much less expensive way for you to extend its life.
That's right. Mike Fiesel is the founder of RoofMax, a brand new sponsor of the Money Pit, and joins us to talk about a new sustainable roofing technology that allows homeowners to double roof life at substantial savings over traditional roof replacement. Welcome, Mike.
Hey, thanks for having me on.
So you've been in this industry for a really long time, right? I mean, you ran one of the top 100 roofing companies for, was it like 25 years?
Yes, my brother and I started in the roof replacement business back in the mid-80s and then kind of shifted to the rejuvenation side, sustainable roofing, back in 2013 when we sold our roofing company, our replacement company.
So over that time, you've definitely seen sort of a degradation in the quality of roofing shingles. I know you and I chatted about it on the phone before the interview, but it really has changed a lot in that period of time.
Yeah. Today's shingles are about a third less asphalt or a third lighter than, let's say, the roof on your, you know, childhood home. Yeah. So a lot less asphalt, a lot less protection, and they wear out quicker.
Well, and I think over the time that you were in the roofing business with your brother, you saw how much waste replacing a roof generates, and I think it's so interesting that you've sort of chosen a path to rejuvenate and restore and help extend the life. So how exactly does RoofMax work?
Well, I mean, asphalt, just the roof over your head, an asphalt roof, just like the roads we drive on, they have oil, petrochemical oil, that allows it to remain waterproof and flexible. You know, your roof is contracting and expanding. And for the same reason you get a pothole ultimately in the road is why a roof starts to break off in high winds. It's because the asphalt loses the oil, it becomes brittle, and it breaks apart. So we have a natural plant-based treatment that soaks down into the asphalt and replaces the lost petrochemical oil with a bio oil, like a skin moisturizer for your roof, if you will. And it brings the flexibility and the waterproofing protection back to life.
Now, I saw the product demoed, and in the demo, you took some very old, brittle, cracking shingles, the kind that I saw many, many times in the many years I spent as a professional home inspector, and after a treatment of roof life, they flexed like a piece of rubber. It was really pretty amazing. Can you tell me a little bit about how long RoofMax lasts? I mean, how long will that kind of flexibility stay when you take a shingle that's deteriorated and cracked like that and then rejuvenate it?
We guarantee each treatment to last for 5 years and to remain flexible for 5 years. And we bring the roof's flexibility back to that of a brand new roof. We had testing done by Ohio State University, and one of the testing labs used by the manufacturers. And we took 17-year-old shingles and brought them back to the same flexibility required of a brand new roof. So it'll last for 5 years, but we can do up to 3 treatments. So we need to look at the roof after each treatment. You know, 5 years later, we come out, we assess the roof. Okay, can we get a second treatment? But on average, we can treat a roof twice.
Is there ever a roof that's too far gone for the RoofMax treatment?
Yeah, absolutely. About 10% of the roofs that we assess are not treatable. So we just suggest a replacement. There's just not much we can do. They're too far gone. And most of the time, it's not just the shingle itself. Many times it is, but much of the time it is poor flashing details around a skylight and a chimney, things of that nature. So we're not a sealant. We're not a coating that's going on the roof. So we're really not stopping it from leaking. We're keeping the shingles flexible and waterproof so that they can perform. But the flashings, you know, that's something different.
We're talking to Mike Fiesel. He's the president of RoofMax. And, Mike, when you guys code a house to do the job, do you do sort of a once-over or kind of like a tune-up on things like that? Because every house has some loose or broken shingles or a piece of loose flashing or something of that nature. And, I mean, while you're there, you're the experts. Do you offer the homeowner the opportunity to have those small repairs fixed before they become big ones?
Yeah, so part of the assessment process is coming out to look at the shingles themselves, but it's also to look at that entire roof, you know. The flashings are the most leak-prone areas of the roof, so we're going to look at the flashings, the roof as a whole, and then we share the pictures with the property owner, and then we can perform the tune-up prior to treatment if they would like us to.
Is it super expensive? I mean, how does it compare to the cost of a replacement roof? I imagine it's got to have some sort of substantial savings.
It is. It's about an 80% savings over a roof replacement. So, yeah, and roofing costs have gone up literally about 30%. Since the beginning of COVID back in March of 2020. So as everything, right, the cost has skyrocketed.
Well, it's a fantastic technology, and your treatment also comes with a five-year transferable warranty. So, Mike, thanks so much for stopping by the Money Pit. We're happy to tell your story and look forward to hearing the results of all of our listeners when they get a chance to try out RoofMax. RoofMax.com is the website, RoofMax with two X's. .com, or you can call them at 855-ROOF-MAX. That's 855-ROOF-MAXX. Mike Fiesel, thank you so much for stopping by the Money Pit.
Thanks for having me on.
Coming up, are messy pets creating a decorating dilemma? We're going to have some tips to help you get the best of both worlds in today's smart spending tip when the Money Pit returns.
Live in a Money Pit.
Does your backyard need a makeover? Check out Rumblestone from Pavestone. You can create beautiful outdoor living spaces. A paver patio or walkway, a garden retaining wall, a fire pit, grill enclosure, or even an outdoor kitchen. These rustic building blocks make it easy and they look great. Rumblestone from Pavestone. To find a retailer near you, project ideas, and how-to videos, visit pavestone.com. That's pavestone.com.
Learn how thousands of smart homeowners are investing about a dollar to avoid expensive home repair bills. John, a former non-customer, said, "My air conditioner broke and I had to spend $1,900 to fix it." Jeff, a customer, wrote, "My air conditioner broke and I got a new one at no out-of-pocket cost." Mary, a former non-customer, wrote, "My heating system stopped running. I had to spend $3,000 to get a new one." Lisa, a customer, wrote, "My heater stopped working. I got it fixed at no out-of-pocket cost." For about $1 a day, you can have all the major appliances and systems in your home guaranteed fixed or replaced with HSC's home warranty coverage. Call now, and the first month is free. If the lines are busy, please call back. 800-870-6217. 800-870-6217. That's 800-870-6217. 800-870-6217.
A new year means new home projects, and Angie, formerly Angie's List, makes it easy to get the job done right, from routine maintenance to a dream remodel. Just bring them your project online or with the Angie app, answer a few questions, and Angie will actually handle the rest, from start to finish, or connect you to a top pro who can. So you can start crossing things off that 2022 to-do list in just a few taps. Download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I.com. LL Flooring has been a trusted partner to professionals like us for over 25 years. They're a leader in hard surface flooring with over 400 styles in hardwood, waterproof vinyl, and more.
Their most popular floors are in stock and ready to go. And with floors sourced factory direct, you're always getting the best deal. And now they have extended hours dedicated just to pros, plus in-store appointments so you can get the individual attention you deserve.
LL Flooring has all the tools, accessories, and resources to meet the unique needs of pros and their clients. Visit llflooring.com/pro to get started.
No one likes stepping onto a cold tile floor in the winter, especially with bare feet.
With SunTouch floor warming, that never has to happen again. You can easily install SunTouch in your bathroom, kitchen, or any space in your home and enjoy warm floors for just pennies a day.
Fast and easy, whether installing yourself or hiring a pro. SunTouch has all the products and support you need.
Join millions of households across America and choose SunTouch floor warming for your home today. Learn more at SunTouch.com.
Keep It is presented by Deich Coatings. Deich Coatings is the official coatings partner of the Money Pit and makers of the Spreadstone Mineral Select Countertop Refinishing Kit. Learn more at DeichCoatings.com. That's D-A-I-C-H Coatings.com.
Where home solutions live, this is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti. Hey guys, you need some help with a reno, repair, or decor project? Well, post your question at moneypit.com/ask. That's moneypit.com/ask.
Well, the Money Pit is coming to you today from the Angie Studios. Angie's List is now Angie, your home for everything home. However you want to get your next project done, Angie helps you get it done. So download the Angie app today.
Well, we're giving away a brand new product from Deich Coatings this hour. We've got a great granite transformation kit. I mean, if you have a countertop that's not granite, we're going to make you have one that looks just like it with this Deich Coating Luxe Rock Solid Surface Granite Countertop. It's definitely a do-it-yourself project. It goes smoothly over your existing countertop and completely transforms it and performs just like real granite. Now, normally that kit's $299, but it's on sale now through April 30th for just $239 at Home Depot, Lowe's, and DeichCoatings.com. But we've got that one to give away today, so maybe it's going to be you.
So, if you'd like to have a chance at winning that LuxRock Granite Countertop Kit, you got to reach out to us with your questions. We'll draw one winner out of those that reach us for today's show. The number here is 888-MONEYPIT, but if you want a quick answer to your question, download the Money Pit app at moneypit.com/ask.
Next up, we've got Judy on the line who needs some help with a wood floor. What can we do for you?
We are purchasing a house which is under construction, and we chose hardwood floors. It is my understanding these will be glued down type, not floated. I would like to know especially what's the best way to care for them, especially in the kitchen. And I have heard of people using steam to clean them, and that's something that is new to me. Can you enlighten me?
The only type of glued-down floor that I'm aware of is a parquet floor. Now, if that's not the case, I would like to know what product exactly they're putting down. I will say that most likely most of these hardwood floors today are pre-finished. And if they're pre-finished, my quick answer is you follow the manufacturer's recommendations for maintenance. Whether you use steam or not, those steam mops, I have some concerns about them because they do get so hot that if they are held in one place for too long, they couldn't cause the wood to swell. But maybe if they're used carefully and without on the highest level of steam, they probably are okay for hardwood floor maintenance and cleaning.
All right. Well, thank you very much.
Having a pet is a rewarding experience in so many ways, but the mess that happens is not one of them. We're going to have some tips to create a space that works for both people and pets. And Leslie, where do we start?
Well, you want to pick up pet-friendly furniture. You know, definitely things that are made from a fabric that's not going to get caught in the pet's nails or something that they're not going to easily ruin, and definitely something that is easily cleanable. So you want to make sure that that's the first thing you pick. Durable, good things that will last regardless of how your pet treats it. Next, you want to protect everything. So if you've got something at home already that's maybe a little questionable how that it's going to react with your animal, you can add a pet-proof cover. This way you don't have to worry about the hair or the mess or anything else that happens when your animals are sitting on your sofas. Now, if you are going to redecorate, definitely look for those fabrics that are going to be durable, that are going to be easier to clean. And you also want to find ones that are resistant to odors, stains, moisture. I mean, really, really ideal if you've got a cat or dog in your life, because they will find a way to bring everything and anything onto your furniture and then totally make a mess of it.
Now, you might also think about adding a pet washing station into your home. This way, you and your dog, when you head out on a rainy day, only one of you knows to wipe your feet before heading back inside. So if you've got a mud room, it's a perfect place to install one of these things so you try to keep that mud from getting through the rest of the house. Now, a dog washing station is basically a rectangular stall just for your pooch with a spray hose, and it makes those rainy, muddy walks a little more bearable on the way back into the house.
Gary in Virginia's on the line and is dealing with some odor coming from the sink. Tell us what's going on.
We do have a problem in the bathroom. I'm not sure where it's coming from. I don't know whether it could be trapped gases or whether it could be, I don't think it's anything in the water because it's just in the bathroom. But a lot of times when we take a shower, you know, get out and Now, if we get dried off and everything and leave the bathroom, we'll come back in. It's a terrible odor in there. It smells like, you know, kind of like a sewer, I guess, maybe.
Right.
But, I mean, we've had our septic pumped out, last year, and it, you know, it's not that, but, and it not only happens in the shower, it can happen in the, like, if, we use the tub, or sometimes if we're at the sink, you know, like we shave, if I shave or something like that, and finish up, it's like it comes up through the pipe, but it doesn't happen every time. It could happen twice a week. It could happen no time.
It sounds like something we call biogas. You get bacteria that will form in the drains and in the traps and in the fittings around there. And the bacteria itself has an awful odor to it.
Yeah.
So what I would do is I would take the trap apart for the bathroom sink because you can get to that. I would use a bottle brush and scrub the heck out of all of that. I would put it back together and fill the entire trap with oxygenated bleach and let it sit. I would do the same thing for the bathtub. I would take the drain cover off. I would use a bottle brush to get down there and scrub the insides of those pipes, and I would fill those with oxygenated bleach and let them sit because the bleach is going to kill those microbes, kill that bacteria, and that
okay.
should make a difference. If it is biogas, it smells terrible. And
but why wouldn't it do that at you know, every time?
Well, sometimes it's more active than others is all I could say. But, you know, it depends on a lot of things, including the air pressure in the room. You know, if the room happens to have a lower pressure because of other things going on in the house, you know, it may draw out or not. So that it's probably there all the time. It's just that you don't smell it because of the airflow.
Yeah, you know, what we've had, you know, a plumber look at it and, you know, he's just, he can't find the answer either. So,
yeah.
You know,
well, I think if you Google biogas, you'll see that there are a lot of folks that have the same issue, and this is how you solve it.
Right. All right. I appreciate your help.
All right. Thank you so much for joining us here at the Money Pit, broadcasting from the Angie Studios. Angie is here to get all your home projects done right.
And they do mean all, from lawn care to plumbing, roof repair to repainting, and maintenance to remodel. Download the Angie app today to get started. And just ahead, leaks. They can be really annoying, especially when they start small and grow into a big mess. We're going to tell you how to spot them early when the Money Pit returns.
You live in a money pit.
Hi, this is Brian Martin, General Manager of River Common Senior Living. One of the most rewarding things about what I do is watching the positive transformation that often occurs when a senior moves here to our beautiful, independent retirement community. Seniors can become isolated, find it hard to eat good, healthy meals, and even just get around. I call this a failure to thrive. At River Commons, we solve those challenges. You are surrounded by friendly people with similar life experiences. Chef Shalisa and her crew provide 3 delicious and healthy meals daily. Activities Director Ernie always has a wide variety of things to do, from arts and crafts to outings on our 25-passenger bus. Plus, we provide utilities, cable TV, scheduled transportation, weekly housekeeping, and more. We see seniors go from survive to thrive, and that is just a wonderful thing. Call today for a tour or luncheon a tour and experience River Commons for yourself. 221-2121 or on the web river-commons.com.
Founded in 1995, GI Pathology is the only physician-owned laboratory in the United States dedicated solely to the practice of gastrointestinal and liver pathology. The company provides the highest quality GI pathology diagnosis made exclusively by one of our fellowship-trained gastrointestinal and liver pathologists. GI Pathology delivers results to its Northern California client base within an industry-leading 24 hours. Call 888-2-GI-PATH or go to www.gipath.com for more information.
Good morning, Reading. This is Rick Hughes, host of The Flatline. Heard every Sunday morning on KCNR 96.5 FM at 7 a.m. in the morning. Just want you to know that God has given us 2 ends, one to think with and one to sit on. And success in life depends on which one you use. It's heads you win and tails you lose. Come join me on The Flatline and learn about God's tremendous problem-solving device. 7 a.m. every Sunday morning, 96.5 FM, KCNR.
Hey KCNR listeners, it's Nathan with the Reading Civic Auditorium. Have you been to ReadingCivic.com lately? I want to shout out huge thanks to all of our patrons throughout the North State who buy tickets to our shows and attend the valuable community events that happen in the auditorium every year. These past 10 years of momentum have been absolutely incredible. Thanks to all of you. Your support and confidence in Advance Reading has made the impossible possible.
As a community who knows how to pull together and show ourselves strong, we have successfully attracted high-quality entertainers and major concert promoters back into the building and put your Reading Civic Auditorium on the map once again. Arts and entertainment culture is thriving, and we have much to celebrate. Never miss a show again. Visit ReadingCivic.com and sign up for our emails for exclusive pre-sale access. We have an unbelievable lineup with new shows being added all the time. Hit ReadingCivic.com today. You'll be glad you did. Shows are always more fun at the Civic.
The Money Pit is presented by Angie. Angie's List is now Angie, your home for everything home. However you want your next project done, Angie helps you get it done. Download the Angie app today or visit Angie.com.
Making good homes better. This is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. We are here to help you take on projects that you want to get done around your house. If you're a do-it-yourselfer, great. We just want to help you make sure you don't become a do-it-to-yourselfer by doing it wrong or maybe not hiring the pro that you should have. So reach out to us with your questions at moneypit.com/ask.
Jack wrote in and he says, my outside light post isn't working as a light fixture, but the plug part seems okay. I added some string lights, but then the breaker tripped. I went back and re-snapped that breaker. Several days elapsed and then it snapped again. I also noticed the lights in the entire house flickered. I know I'm going to have to call an electrician. However, do you have any idea what's going on here?
Well, I do know that the breakers are not supposed to be turned on and off like it's a slot machine here, Jack. You know, I mean, seriously, you know, it's going off for a reason. A circuit breaker exists to prevent the wiring from overheating and catching a fire. It's matched to the size of the wire. So if it's a number 14 wire, it's going to have a 15-amp breaker. And if that breaker keeps going off, it means that either that wire is being used to carry too much current. That happens like if you've got, I don't know, a couple of air conditioners and you plug in the vacuum or you plug in the hair dryer and then it pops. Okay, so you've got to plug something when that happens. But it also goes off when you're getting a short, and that can be dangerous, especially because you're talking about some outside lighting here. So this is now passed way beyond the skill set of the average homeowner. You really need to call an electrician and figure this out. If it's an old light fixture like that, frankly, you might be better off just buying a new one. It's going to have a built-in ground fault as opposed to adding one to the circuit. It might be less expensive overall, but it definitely is unsafe what you're doing. You need to get to the bottom of it. But when you have these breakers that are going off and the lights that are flickering, those are really bad signs.
Definitely something you need to take care of because you just don't want to risk it. Electricity is so tricky, so you want to make sure you get this handled.
Well, even a tiny water leak can cause a lot of damage over time, so if you've got a spare half hour, you can easily check for leaks in and under all the sinks in your home. Leslie explains how in today's edition of Leslie's Last Word. Leslie?
Yeah, here's the best way to check for leaks in sinks. First of all, you want to turn each faucet on and run it full blast for a minute or two. Then with a bright flashlight, inspect the drain under the sink. If no leak is spotted, you want to close the stopper and let the sink fill up until it hits that overflow. Now, don't walk away during this part because some faucets can fill a sink faster than that overflow can drain it, and you're going to end up with a whole bunch of water on the floor. Now, after the water has been running through the overflow for another minute or two, check the drain under the sink again. If no leak is spotted, your sink is good to go, and then you can move on to the next sink and repeat. I mean, it's really a simple way just to check, make sure things are all in good shape, and, you know, you should do so every so often. We had the other day, I mean, I've had our two pedestal sinks in our bathroom for a long, long, long time and have not updated any of the plumbing in at least 10 years. And I was brushing my teeth at 3 a.m. getting ready for work, and I was like, why are my feet getting wet?
Oh,
the
man,
PVC
that's
pipe.
Not good.
Yeah, the trap. I don't know if it suddenly cracked, like I couldn't see because, first of all, I was still half asleep. And the way the pedestal is, like I couldn't really see what was going on, but I could feel where the water was coming from right in that U, that elbow sort of there in that trap. And it was a simple fix, but these things happen quickly, so you got to just kind of give yourself some checks once in a while.
This is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. Coming up next time on the program, are you envious over your neighbor's green, lush lawn? Well, it doesn't happen by magic. We're going to give you some tips for fertilizing to make sure it can happen for your lawn as well on the very next edition of The Money Pit. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti.
Remember, you can do it yourself.
But you don't have to do it alone.
Hi, my name's Nick Gardner. I have a show here on KCNR, Sunday mornings from 8 a.m. to 9 a.m. every other Sunday. The name of my show is Poke the Hornet's Nest.
There's no mountain I can't climb. There's no tower too high. No plane that I can't learn how to fly. What do I gotta do to get through to you to show you there ain't nothing I can't take this chainsaw to?
I'm going to concentrate on local politics mainly, but we'll talk about national politics also. You'll get the view of the common citizen here in Redding, California. And remember, today is the first day of the rest of your life. Maybe it's a good time for a new perspective about what's been going on in our town, in our state, in our nation. I hope you tune in and hear the other side of the news.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Redding by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.